How beautiful is the mountain. We will quieten ourselves before the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, before those words of God that are written in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. We are at the services, having the last sermon of the evening. And I look at you service guests, and I think about you guests out there in the field. And I think about you who are listening to these services via internet or the radio. And the words of praise come up in my heart. A moment ago, we sang a song written by an unknown German poet. God is good, God is good. Let us be joyful. Gifts are from God. Remember that, my heart. I think that these summer services here in Pyhäjoki preparing for these services would have been completely impossible if in the kingdom of God we did not have so many different kinds of gifts through which these services were organized. And for these gifts, we wish to thank the Heavenly Father. This text, the larger picture, is that the Lord of life, the Lord Jesus, was amongst the disciples before he stepped into heaven. And if we think, what was the duty of Jesus during his life? For he worked for over 3 years with the disciples in Israel. And this can be condensed into the theme of come into the kingdom of God. The time has come. Repent. The congregation of God has come before you. Believe the gospel. These were the topic of the work of Jesus. And if we think about the times when the Lord Jesus called his own disciples to come to work, as even for these services, many brothers and sisters were called to come work. There are many people from Vasa who will be organizing the next services, and they have all been called to come and work here. And when Jesus called his disciples, the conversation of Philip comes to mind. For he said to Nathan that we have found that which the laws of Moses and the writings of the prophets wrote about the son of Nazareth. We have found this. And Nathan answered, "Can something good come out of Nazareth?" Philip does not begin to contemplate the answer of Nathan. Instead, he says, "Come and see." And we, children of God, here today at the services in Pyhäjoki, we wish to say in the same way, we may have friends and close loved ones. We also say to you, come and see. When the Lord of life, Jesus, performed his miracles, those miracles, they were for all people. It is desired that you could understand the mysteries of the kingdom. And these miracles were performed so that they could believe. So that all could believe. Jesus, through the work that he did, he healed the sick, the deaf could hear, the lame could walk, the lepers were cleansed, and even the dead were given life. And here into the Holy Bible has been recorded at least three instances where the living Lord, Christ, wakes someone from the dead. And you remember, as I that Jesus woke from the dead three people. The last of which was Lazarus. And if we think that during this 3-year period, the sermon of the kingdom of God, it came through the word of God. And if we think of this entire Holy Bible and its central message, it is a message of Jesus Christ. It is a word, the saving word, the word of salvation. It is a sober word. And it is possible to accept that Jesus came into the world to save the sinners. Paul said this to the Corinthians. On my way here, I was listening to the summer service radio channel, and it was said that in 1914, services were held in Olainen. And one brother held a sermon, and it was said that it was good that you came. From the Word of God, it is good if you accept it. John wrote that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was from near God. This Word of God, it stands on a solid foundation. Even if we would lose our life, our liberty, our happiness, but the kingdom of God would be ours eternally. So Martin Luther believed. Even our national poet remembers that the rock of Christ is our great treasure. And even a precious gemstone is but dust next to the Word of God. This is a great gift from heaven that we have received, the Word of our Lord. How is it today? How valuable is the Word of God? How was it in the Middle Ages? Even in the Middle Ages, Martin Luther said that this Word of God, it is not accepted as guidance. Instead, to the world, it is something that is held to be worthless. To not accept the word is wrong. Our text began. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you. The Lord Jesus, when he was doing his work, it was founded on the Word of God. And if I think that at these services, 40 sermons will be held, and even, and in addition to that, the worship services in the churches. With these, we try to open the Word of God. When I came here to serve, I got many messages, many prayers sent to God, to the Heavenly Father, that the Word of God could be proclaimed and that it would strengthen our faith and refreshen our faith. During the last week, I met a person who asked about these services, that what are they like? And he asked, do you have to work at the services? And I said, yes, I have to preach on Thursday evening. And he asked, what is that? And I said that I have been asked to tell the committee which portion of the Bible I would preach from. And the person I was talking to was surprised. And he asked, does somebody write the sermons in advance? And I said, no. These sermons are preached according to the Word of God, and each speaker says in the sermon only that which is opened through the Word of God. Those on the outside may have many different understandings about what these services are like. For example, these sermons. When the living Lord Jesus helped people to understand, what was the end result? The two men on the road, on a journey, Jesus joined them and blessed them. And as a result, one of the travelers said, didn't our heart burn with joy when Jesus explained his word? At these services, there is one main speaker, as the sister wrote in last Wednesday's Päivämies newspaper. At these services is the living Lord Jesus, and he opens his word to us. Our faith is a faith of redemption. And Paul wrote that if Jesus would not have risen to heaven, our faith would be for nothing. This is how important the resurrection of Jesus is. Jesus said to Martha, when Lazarus had died, Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And I think about you mothers and fathers who perhaps have lost a child. These words to Martha help us to understand that he that believeth in me shall live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And even though a huge rock was rolled before the grave of Jesus, it did not prevent him from being resurrected. and the dead shall be resurrected. About this resurrection, even Caesar Nero, who killed the children of God and threw them in the stream so they would never rise, he was shown to be wrong. What is repentance? It is sorrow over one's sins and belief in the gospel and the forgiveness of sin. Repentance, it is such a thing, the forgiveness of sins we all need. For we know that we sin in acts and in our thoughts and through neglect. I have committed sin through words and acts and thoughts and neglect. So it says, the fruit of repentance is a change in mind and attitude, and the enemy of the soul is removed from the heart, and the Holy Spirit takes over the heart and shows us and guides us, as Luther said. The forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins beginning in Jerusalem. Tomorrow, these summer services will be opened, and 19 flags will be raised tomorrow on the flagpoles. And if we think how far this Word of God has echoed around the world through technology, we can see that the Word of God goes around the world to all people, beginning in Jerusalem. And the Word of God, even in the days of Jesus, offended many. How can he forgive sins? He is the son of the carpenter, Joseph. So the people said during the time of Jesus. The Son of God had the power to forgive sins. And he said, sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord, O my soul. He forgives all my sins and heals all sickness. John writes in the scriptures that if we travel in the light, we are in the light and have fellowship one with another. At one confirmation many years ago, this part of the Bible was raised. Can sins be so easily forgiven? If we confess our sins, John wrote, then God, who is faithful and righteous, will forgive us all of our sins. and will cleanse us of all sin. This gift of the forgiveness of sins, it is truly a gift. And we, as people, we have no worth except that this forgiveness of sins has been given to a child of God. Take the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And those whose sins you have retained, they are retained. So the disciples were taught behind locked doors. The disciples watched the living Lord Jesus for over 3 years, and they saw, and they heard, and they treasured in their heart. Peter, Jacob, and John were able to remember. That all was good where they were. And I remember from Haukipura summer services a long time ago, we did a lot of work before those services. And we were tired from traveling. And we didn't have a large tent in front of our caravan. I put a mattress on the ground and lay down next to two small children, and the word of God could be heard from the loudspeakers. And I lay there and I knew that all is good here. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. Just think that Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, what is it for? It's to return us to the things that Jesus taught. We are children of God, and the Spirit of God is the witness of this. We are heirs of Christ. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. The blessing of God. This is a picture of the forgiveness of sins. Just think, brothers and sisters, what does this mean? We can read that in one home, a believing home, there were two boys, Esau and Jacob. Jacob became a workman of God, and Esau became the chief of a group of thieves, and the other was a worker of God. To which one did the blessing of God belong? According to the law of Moses, the blessing should have belonged to Esau, the firstborn. But why did Esau not get the blessing? Because he did not remain as a child of God. He did not live, he did not respect the life of a child of God. He exchanged his birthright for a meal. Is it not so that the blessing of God belonged to Jacob? For in the life of Jacob, many things happened through which we can see that he was blessed by God. But that which I remember this evening is that when Jacob met Pharaoh, the greatest ruler of Egypt, who the son of Jacob, Joseph, was the right hand of Pharaoh. The word of God tells us that Jacob blessed Pharaoh. We as children of God wish to ask for a blessing for our state and authority. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. The joy and praise from a child of God. Thankfulness for the forgiveness of sins. We sang in the previous hymn that the spring of life is amazingly deep. Jesus asked the woman at the well for water. Even that is amazing. Jesus said that if he could, he would ask for living water. And the woman said to Jesus, "The well is deep." The well was perhaps 30 meters deep. Jesus said that he who drinks from this well will thirst again, but he who drinks the water that I give, then he will not thirst eternally, for that water will become the spring that will bubble to eternal life. And so happened at the well. The woman at the well gained the repentance of her sins, and she went to spread the message about the spring of life. I cannot stop remembering the Swedish poet's life. This young girl in Sweden, she had many trials when we think. At age 26, she lost her father and her little brother, and her only child died in childbirth. her husband's business went bankrupt. And what does this woman tell us tonight? When we are safe and trust in God, every morning is a new morning of grace. So why do we worry? And oh, dearest God, how I rejoice for this garment received from you. And I think with you about you, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters. You may have had trials and challenges in your life. There is unbelief. There has been illness and many other sorrows. Be encouraged. These songs and hymns of Lena Sendell, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. All your worries and sorrows, you can set them in the lap of the Good Shepherd. In the past in Finland, we also lived hard years. And one sister wrote a lovely song. Be praised, Lord Jesus. Be praised. And her perspective is one of a child of God. Be praised, dear Lord Jesus. Be praised. And so the children of God have always remembered to thank the Heavenly Father that we have the part and portion of a child of God. And I think about you, mothers and fathers, even if it feels that failures have happened. I want to tell you about something that happened in my home village. One mother prayed. This mother prayed on behalf of her daughter, who was on her way to a bad road. And this mother said later that she prayed to God so much that if this prayer was not heard, then it would mean that God did not exist. And God blessed her and gave her the grace of repentance and gave the daughter the grace of repentance and a believing spouse. God is able to bless us, and He will bless us more than what we even know how to ask. But we should never stop praying. And you young people, John wrote, look and see what God has given us. Look at that love. For the world does not know you. Doesn't this sound familiar? My beloved, now we are children of God. When Jesus Christ comes back another time, we will be like Him and we will be able to see as He sees. So John wrote. It is such an important thing that sins are forgiven. This evening, this spring is still open. This is the spring of love and mercy. But we don't know, will this spring be open tomorrow? So, dear service guest, here in the tent or out there listening anywhere, for this reason, you can believe safely in the name and blood of Jesus, all your sins are forgiven. All your sins are forgiven. On to peace, freedom, and joy. All sins are forgiven. When we have strength to believe in this way, one day we will reach our heavenly home. There on the hill of Golgotha, there were three crosses. In the middle was our Redeemer. This time of God, it can be fulfilled at any moment. The congregation of Christ is here now, present. Turn and repent. The thief on the cross, he felt the presence of the kingdom of God, and he received the time of God. And all you have to do is humble yourselves unto repentance and accept the gospel. This thief on the cross, he got the grace of repentance at the last moment. But we do not know when our time will come. For this reason, believe all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus unto peace, freedom, and joy. In our hearts, we hear the voice of praise and thankfulness. In Jesus' name, Amen. Let us hold the evening prayer. Our thanks echo to you in heaven. We thank you. Dear Jesus, you got your crown and your glory, and now you speak on our behalf. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless these summer services. Protect us in the coming night from all bad. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.